Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio portion of my blog. Today's post is called, I'd Rather Be a Purple Cow. I like Seth Godin. He is a quirky guy with great ideas, which are also sometimes quirky. Recently, I watched a TED Talk of his, and he used the example of working to find a business that is a purple cow. His point was that when we drive down the road and we see a bunch of cows, no one ever says, hey, a cow. But if we drive down the road and see a purple cow, that would stand out, and we're more likely to say, hey, there's a purple cow. I think Seth Godin is himself a purple cow. He's bald and he wears funny glasses, and his style makes him stand out in such a way that usually causes me to notice him even before he speaks. But his speaking as a marketing guru is worth noting as well. Through a popular blog, podcast, and several published books, he coaches people in business to break outside the status quo and do something that no one else has done. Smart. But as usual, it got my mind wandering, and it wandered to the nursery rhyme you might remember. It goes something like this. I never saw a purple cow. I hope I never see one. But if I saw a purple cow, I'd rather see than be one. I love nursery rhymes in children's books, and I often find them to have some of the most sage wisdom. But I actually remembered it inaccurately the first time around. I transposed the last line to be, I'd rather be than see one, and I'm sticking with it. I don't work with people every day to help them develop a purple cow in their business like Godin does, but as a therapist, I do often work with people who need to realize what I believe is their innate ability to be a purple cow, a green horse, or whatever suits their fancy. The dilemma for most people is they aren't too used to seeing purple cows and instead work to keep their color under wraps in order to fit in with all the other cows. In one of my recent blogs called Uniquely You, I talked about the importance of authenticity. If you are really a purple cow and you've made yourself brown or black, it's awfully hard to be authentic. Is there something that you secretly always wished you'd done? I'm not talking about the bucket list here. I'm talking about those things that you wanted to do, but you felt you might not be good enough for, or worse still, someone else thought you might not be good enough. How can you produce anything different if you keep your mind in the same small box that everyone else keeps theirs in? If you only play where the other cows play, eat the same food, rest at the same time, it's very hard to stand out. To be a purple cow means to think about what I want before seeing what everyone else is about to order. It doesn't mean to become a narcissist and disregard everyone else's wishes. It means simply to value your own separateness in conjunction with theirs. To be a purple cow means not worrying who is looking at you or judging you. It especially means to not worry about it even before you arrive somewhere by trying to anticipate their judgment. It means to wear what makes you feel fabulous. Being a purple cow means to have your own feelings rather than have them dictated by the group's consensus. Being a purple cow means to stand firm in your convictions. And most of all, being a purple cow means to invest in the art of introspection to know yourself well enough to appreciate and value you. Thanks so much for listening. I always appreciate your time, and I hope that you'll leave me a comment. If you like what you heard, please pass it on to someone else. And until next time, take good care.